Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into today's episode of the Accountability Partner Podcast. My name is Tierra Jackson. I'll be serving as your podcast host and accountability partner as you embark on your journey towards purpose. Now, if you haven't already, please make sure you subscribe to the podcast and rate us, as well as follow us on social media on IG and Facebook. That's going to be at The Account Partner. Again, at The Account Partner on IG and Facebook. All right, with that being said, let's get into today's episode. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! It's 2023. Happy New Year! It's 2023. Oh my goodness, I cannot believe we are actually in 2023. I don't know about you, but in 2022, I've grown, I've matured, I've seen that tangible progress, and I'm just even more excited to see how I continue to flourish, as well as just see the manifestations of the blessings God has for me come to fruition throughout this year. So, Happy New Year. I pray you are excited. Now, of course, you know, we're going to start the new year off with some declarations, and here they are. I am ready for all 2023 has for me. I am prepared to prosper. I am prepared to succeed. I will accomplish my goals, and I will fulfill my purpose by any means necessary. My time is now. And just as it says in Job, if you decree a thing, it is established. So once, or as we've decreed these different affirmations, we are believing that this is what we will see, especially throughout this year. Like we said, the time is now. We have to accomplish the vision. We have to accomplish our purpose by any means necessary. And so let's get to work. Now today, I'm very excited because we are going to be talking about preparation and planning for what is to come throughout this year. As I mentioned in the last episode, there are a lot of things that God wants to do in each and every single one of our lives in 2023. But before we can actually get into that, it's important for us to actually plan. And I hope you all did the homework from last week's episode. If you didn't, please go back and re-listen to the to last week's episode so you can be prepared for what we're going to be talking about today. But in last week's episode, we talked about the importance of doing a review of your year. And so what does that look like? That looks like reviewing every single area of your life and really just delving deep into see how it is you accomplished or what the end result was. Did you succeed in certain areas? Did you accomplish the goals that you wanted to accomplish in certain areas, and just see what happened. And that is what you'll utilize to actually plan out your year, because it's important for you to know, you know, what worked, what didn't work. That way, as you're walking throughout this year, you can create an effective plan, and you can make sure you're not going through the same cycle. So again, if you didn't listen to the episode, please go back, because I delved a little deeper into what that actually looks like. And so, again, like I said, today we are planning for 2023. Now, once I've reviewed, you know, my 2022, I then take what it is that I've learned or whatever it is that I've come up with from 2022, and I begin to move forward with creating a plan for the year. And so when I'm thinking about setting up my goals for the year, I put the goals in 7 different categories, and that's going to be financial goals, spiritual goals, relational goals, personal goals, professional goals, business goals, and health and fitness goals. I'm going to say that again. And if you don't have, you know, your note-taking utensils, please, this is the best time to do so, because I'm going to try my best to condense all this information in this one itty-bitty episode. So again, I categorize my goals in 7 different fields. That's financial goals, spiritual goals, relational goals, personal goals, professional goals, business goals, and health and fitness goals. Now, the reason why I categorize them in these specific categories is because I want to make sure that I'm as specific as possible. And these, in my opinion, are the different fields that really make up my entire life. And just to kind of really briefly touch on each one, financial goals, your money. How are you spending your money? How would you like to spend your money? What is it that you want to see from your money? One of the best pieces of advice that I've gotten when it comes to budgeting and things of that sort is it's so important to give every single ounce of income that you have a responsibility, whether that's paying for debt, whether that's paying for a bill, whether that's giving to a certain area, paying your tithes. You want to make sure that your every single dime that you have coming in, you're giving it a responsibility. And so some of those goals may look like you want to pay off your debt, you want to save a certain amount of money, you want to invest a certain amount of money here. And so those things kind of sum up financial goals. Now, when it comes to spiritual, that has to do with your relationship with God and what that looks like. So for me, some of my spiritual goals include I really want to dedicate 2 hours a day to God, whether that's from 5 to 7 a.m., 6 to 8 p.m., whatever that looks like. My goal is to dedicate 2 uninterrupted hours to God, because my goal is to really grow in intimacy. I want to be more in tune with what the spirit is saying. I want to make sure that I'm aligned, I'm obedient. And so the only way that that can happen is to ensure that I'm spending time with God. And so that's one of my spiritual goals. That can also look like, I want to be more obedient this year. So when God tells you to do something, you got to move immediately. You want to move quickly. You want to move radically. You want to obey radically. And so those are some of the spiritual goals. When it comes to relational goals, that looks like what it is that you want to see from your relationships. So that can be a friendship, that can be a relationship with a significant other. What is it that you actually want to see? So for me, again, one of my goals that I really want to see in this specific field is I want to at least spend one day out of the month dedicated to my friend group. And so, whether that's us going out to eat, going to go get our nails done, going to the movies, going skating, going on a trip, whatever that is, excuse me, I want to make sure that I'm dedicating that time to my friends or your significant, let's say your significant other. Let's say you are already in a relationship and maybe things aren't going well. You want to have more quality. You want to spend more quality time with your significant other. You want to have more difficult conversations. Maybe you want to break things off. Whatever that is, those are the things that fall under the relationship or the relational category. Moving on to personal goals. These things have to do with habits or some things in your personal life that you may really just want to see come to fruition. So again, like I said, maybe there's a habit that you, or excuse me, not a habit, a hobby that you want to pursue. One of my personal goals is I want to read at least one book a month. So that's one of my personal goals. I want to go hiking more. That's another personal goal. I want to travel at least twice this year. Listen, I'm going to Thailand. So if you have any tips and tricks on what to do or any recommendations when it comes to going to Thailand, let your girl know. So anything re related to like a personal stance, or maybe that even goes to maybe you want to do some more self-care, you want to say no more, you want to be more giving, whatever that looks like, all of those things fall under the personal, field. Moving on to professional. These things have to do with maybe your career field. So whether that's, you want to get a promotion this year. You want to get certified in a specific area. You want to develop a certain skill set that'll help you in your career field and in your profession. This is where you would put those goals. Moving on to business, and that's if you have a business. What is it that you want to see in your business? Whether that's you want to have more clients, you want to build a website, you want to expand your business page on social media, anything related to your business, you're going to put in this field. And then lastly, the health and fitness category, working out more, eating healthier, going walking a certain amount of time, taking better care of your physical health. All of those categories have to do in the health and fitness field. Now, the reason why I just kind of skimmed through those is because I wanted to, one, give you a brief I guess, overview of what to look for or what to include in those specific goals. But my main focus for today is really honing in on how to effectively plan in these individual and specific categories. And so what does that look like? I really, one of the things I want to introduce to us today is SMART goals. And the reason why I am, I guess, sharing this is because a lot of us set these different goals, but we end up not executing them at the end of the year because we aren't strategic, we aren't thoughtful, and we aren't fully prepared when it comes to fully planning in this specific process. And so what does SMART mean? A SMART goal is an acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Again, SMART goals is an acronym for S is for the specific, M measurable, A achievable, R relevant, and T time bound. Now, as you're writing out each of these goals, I want you to really make sure that your goals align with the SMART, the SMART description, so that way you can make sure that you're as prepared, you're as detailed, you're as thought out for your goals, and you actually have a plan in place to execute on these goals. So the specific category, you want to be as specific as possible with the goal that you're creating. For example, let's say you want to, let's say you create a goal or you write a goal that says, I want to lose weight by the end of the year. Okay, to be more specific would say, I want to lose 30 pounds by March 31st. And in order for me to do so, I need to do X, Y, and Z. That is what specific looks like. Moving on to the M, measurable. Set a measurable goal to track and quantify the process. And so again, let's say you want to walk keep on the losing weight. You want to lose weight by March 31st. That would mean, in my opinion, once you get to February 1st, you should have lost 10 pounds. Once you get to March 1st, you should have lost 20 pounds. So that way, once you get to March 31st, you could have lost those 30 pounds. And what do you look like, or what does that look like? You're walking. You're exercising more, you're eating better, you're really having something that you can measure or something that can allow you to say, you know what, I was actually successful in this because I set a measure in place in simplest terms. And so that is what you want to look for when you're thinking of goals that are actually measurable. Achievable is for the A. And I want to make sure that you all hear me and hear me clearly. While, don't get it twisted, I'm very much so big on thinking big and going above and beyond and really, you know, placing no limits on the vision. But as you're thinking and outlining these goals, I want you to be realistic about the specific goal that you want to accomplish. And so making sure that whatever that goal is actually a reasonable goal for you to achieve. And so let's say I say that I want to read 10 books a month. Now, is that goal really specific? Like, is that goal as achievable? Well, let me not say 10, let's say 20, because you never know, people be reading fast. Let's say I want to read 100 books a month. Something like that isn't as realistic, because you have to think of the fact that I have a job, I have to work. So a lot of my time is taking up doing things, or a lot of my time is just simply taken up. I have a job, I have a business. And that is why I said in the beginning that my goal is to read one book a month. Now, that is my baseline. That doesn't mean that I can't exceed that. That is just me. That's the minimum requirement. I'm trying to be as realistic as possible so that I can create a goal that I can actually achieve. And one of the things I love to say is under promise, over deliver. And so what does that mean? You want to make
and I guess this kind of sounds bad now that I'm saying it out loud, but listen, it works, especially when you're in your career field. You want to make sure that you are setting a baseline for what success looks like. That way, when you reach that baseline, you can over deliver if there's, room for you to over deliver on. And so going back to the book goal, I set the baseline of reading a book once a month. Now, if I get to the end of the year and instead of me having read 12 books, I read 20 books, I over delivered. And so while I under promised, I over delivered by going above and beyond and producing more or achieving more than what it is I set out to do. Now, moving on to the R, relevant. You want to align that goal with the broader goal that you have at hand. And so let's say one of your goals is to, let's say you have a, excuse me, let's say you have a business, and in your business you are, let's say you have a clothing design, a clothing business. One of your goals, or a goal that will not be considered relevant, would be for you to start selling skateboards out of your clothing business, because that doesn't align with your business model. That's not really relevant. And again, I'm saying this from a practical stance. If God, listen, if God tells you to go ahead and start selling skateboards, baby, go ahead and start selling those skateboards. But you want to make sure that your goals align with the end all vision that it is you have for your life, for your business, for your career, whatever fields that it is that you have, or whatever it is that you want to do. Make sure that those things are relevant. And then last, and definitely not least, this is honestly probably one of the most important aspects of setting these goals, is time. Again, time. Now, simply put, you want to set a goal and have a target end date in mind when you have these different goals. And so again, as I've been saying, I want to read one book a month, or let's not even go with that example. Let's say that you say you want to launch a website in 2022. Okay, when do you want to launch the website by? Give yourself a deadline. That way you can hold yourself accountable so that once that deadline actually hits, you can see what took place that allowed you to go ahead and execute that goal, or you can see what it is that you needed to put in place for you to do that. And now, also, one of the reasons why I love this category, or this part of the acronym, is because it really helps you plan better. And as I mentioned in a previous episode, and I think that was the four P's of prosperity, this all has to do with creating an effective plan. And creating an effective plan allows you, or I would say a part of creating an effective plan has to do with creating a work back schedule. Now, what is that? A work back schedule is simply a schedule that you put in place after having the end result in mind. And so, kind of going deeper into that, let's say again, I want to launch the website by March 31st. In order for me to create a work back schedule from that, I have to now outline every single step that is needed for me to launch that website. And then I'm going to now set dates for those things that will then get me to meet that deadline of the March 31st launch date. And so let's say, again, going back to that website, I need to now set a date for when I'm going to have the About Me page outline. I need to set a date for when I'm going to actually secure a web designer or a web developer or whatever that may have you. I need to set a date for when I'm going to maybe take photos for the website. All of these different things. Oh, and I even need to set a date for how long it's actually going to take for me to set up each page, set up each tab, get the SEO in order, all of these different things. And so that way I can make sure that I'm staying on track to meet these different dates. And again, I'm I really want to encourage you all to go back and listen to the 4 P's of prosperity, because I really kind of delved deeper into that. But one of the things one of the tools I love to use that helps keep me on track is this project management tool called Asana. It helps me break down all of my goals, all of my assignments, all of my projects, and allows me to assign dates for all of the steps that are needed in order for me to execute on a certain project. And so it keeps me on track, it keeps me honest, and it allows me to meet the deadlines that it is that I execute on. And so those are the SMART goals. And the one thing I'll say is we really got to make sure that we are utilizing planners this year. I repeat, please, I beg. This, if there's any year that you want to utilize an actual planner for, it is this year. And kind of going back on the time category or the time part of the acronym, as you're writing out these different deadlines, one of the things I then like to do after I've literally set an end date for each of my goals is I then begin to break up the goals in each quarter. And so let's say I've written out all my goals in the 7 different categories that I mentioned earlier. And I now see that there are certain goals that I want to, or that I plan on executing in Q1. There are certain goals I plan on executing in Q2, certain goals I plan on executing in Q3, and then certain goals I plan on executing in Q4. And the reason why I said break it down that way, one, it'll prevent you from being overwhelmed with all of the different goals that you have throughout the year, and it helps you, you know, stay focused. And then two, it helps you prioritize what to focus on first. And I guess that's what I'll mention there. There's no such thing as being too detailed when you're writing out your goals. You know, honestly, the more detailed, the better. That way, you know everything that needs to be done for a specific goal, and you can execute on them and you can meet your deadlines. And so that is the 2023 planning. I really hope that this was helpful. I know I kind of skimmed through them because it's a lot. But again, I'm definitely going to encourage you to listen to the 4 P's of prosperity, because it really goes deeper into what a plan looks like, or creating a plan looks like. And I'll of course mention, or I'll link that in the show notes. And then the last thing I'll say on that is truly, truly do not limit God this year. There's a scripture in Psalm 2 verse 8. It says, "Only ask and I will give you the nations, the whole earth as your inheritance." And so I know I mentioned for us to be achievable and realistic as we're writing these goals, but I don't want you to write the goals in fear, thinking that that's something that, or not even in fear, but thinking small-mindedly. You serve a great God. You serve a big and mighty God. You serve the God who owns everything. And so as you're writing out these different goals, make sure these goals align with the God that you serve. And so what is most important throughout this planning process is making sure that these goals, these dreams that you have, align with God's will for your life. I would hate for you to take all this time and do all this work, and these goals have nothing to do with your purpose. These goals have nothing to do with the vision God has for you. And so really take some time to figure out what it is that God is calling you to do this year. And as He reveals that to you, begin writing out these goals and make sure that you're utilizing that SMART goal concept as you're executing on your plan or creating this plan for 2023. Y'all, it's a new year. This is the year to be excited about, because God is up to some great, great things. One of the things God told me for 2023 is that this is going to be the year that we will flourish and soar. And so I really want us to do what needs to be done so that we can
again, so that we can flourish and soar. And so whether that's being more disciplined, whether that's getting rid of certain friend groups, whether that's learning how to say no more, whether that's spending more quality time with God, or having more me time, prioritizing, you know, self-care, all of those things is necessary for you to really flourish and soar like God says you're going to do. And so again, I pray that this blessed you. My only action item is for you to really take some time to plan. And it's not something that you should rush into. You can take a week, you can take 2 weeks. I oftentimes take the entire month of January to truly sit and hear from God to make sure that I'm being as aligned and in tune with what it is that he wants for my life. And so I suggest you do the same. And with that being said, I also wanted to make sure that I note that this will be the last episode of season, I think we're in season 3 of the Accountability Partner podcast, because again, it's important for us to really go back and review how I've done the data, all those different things, the topics that worked, how it is that I can do better, what are the things that work, what didn't work, so that I can make sure I'm showing up for you all better. And I want to just make sure I'm also hearing from God concerning what it is that he wants me to do in next season. And so I will be coming back, if not in February, no later than March 1st. And so that's why I want you to make sure that you are following us on social media. That's going to be at the account partner on Instagram and Facebook. And also make sure that you are subscribed to the podcast. We're available on all streaming platforms. And then make sure you rate us. And then lastly, I feel like I said lastly a lot. Lastly, if there's something or a topic that you want to hear from, or maybe even a guest that you want to hear from, feel free to shoot me a DM on Instagram. Again, that's at the account partner, or shoot me an email. That's going to be Tierra@theaccountabilitypartner.co.com. Again, Tierra@theaccountabilitypartner.co.com. I can't emphasize this enough. This podcast really is for all of us. And so I want to make sure that I'm being as effective and as impactful and as much of an asset to you all with doing this. So if there's anything, like I said, if there's anything that you all want us to or want me to cover, let me know. And I think that is it. Listen, I pray you have an amazing new year. I pray that God wows you and God blows your mind. I'm super excited for what it is that he has in store for every single one of us. And just know that if you are listening to this podcast, you are indeed called for greatness. So don't let anyone limit you. Don't ever let anyone dim your light, and don't ever let anyone stop what it is that God is doing in you. I love you. Happy New Year. Peace out. Thank you so much for tuning into the Accountability Partner podcast. Please make sure that you share this with a friend or two or three or four or five, and make sure that you are spreading the wealth and spreading the knowledge. Again, if you haven't already, please make sure you are subscribed to the podcast and you're following us on Instagram and Facebook. That's at the account partner on IG and Facebook. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in. See you next episode.